No, no, if this agreement becomes null and void, that means the contract zone is voided as well.
Null and void.
The purpose of this sunset clause is to provide a way for the contract zone, which is, by the way, it's an amendment to the town's official zoning map. The map will be amended to show this contract zone if it's approved. If for some reason the project doesn't happen within 2 years, then the agreement's null and void, and the map then can be amended without any further ordinance process, which would typically take place whenever we amend a zoning map or an ordinance. There's a process you have to go through that requires council review, your review, public hearings, and there's expense associated with that. So this language in here is to help avoid that process if necessary. If the mobile home park's not constructed within 2 years, then it's like it's erased. The contract zone is erased from the map, and any mention of it is erased.
So this does that. So what Chris just read doesn't mean he builds this, and then 2 years from now, the 55 and over is erased, and they can put anybody in there that they want, like these folks are concerned about.
No, I think at some point in time, again, if this is all approved, and the mobile home park is constructed, and everything is done as permitted, that Mr. Hawes will come to the town council and ask them to amend this agreement to remove that sunset clause. So there'll be no need to have to renew it as time goes by. It'll be eliminated.
The sunset clause?
Yes.
But the contract zone will remain.
Right, yeah.
The contract will remain in force. So
if the park is built.
Yes.
If it's approved, the contract zone is there. It will stay there.
So supposing people move in before it's finished, completely finished. Theoretically, if the septic system is...
At some point in time, the council will have to have a discussion about whether they want to continue extending the effectiveness of this agreement or eliminate that clause that says they have to consider extending it or it'll expire. You know, that discussion will have to take place.
But
this 2 year limitation is kind of like any other permit, building permit. You get a permit, and you've got to have 2 years to put a house in and stuff.
Yeah, that's good analogy.
Substantially complete.
Yeah.
Yes, it's 2 years, but is it up to us to require how much of this is considered complete by the end of 2 years?
No, it's up to the council. The council is the one that will make the determination whether to extend the deadline of the agreement or remove the sunset clause based on how much the project's done.
So
the main reason for this is if nothing is done in 2 years, then the contract zone just goes away on its own. There's no need to go through the formality. There's no need to go through the formality of amending the zoning map to remove the contract zone from the map.
Yeah. And if the owner of the property wants to redo it, you'd have to do this all over again.
I suppose so, yeah.
After 2 years.
So theoretically, this wouldn't have to be completely done in 2 years. It could be done in stages.
A stipulation that can be worked into this agreement. There's nothing in there now that talks about phasing the project, but I think Mr. Hawes is considering building in phases, so you may want to have that discussion about exactly what that means and then identify it in the agreement.
Okay.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to figure out who I want to ask this question, but I'll throw it out there, maybe Mr. Hawes. How would you envision the policing of the 55 or over happening, would that be something you would do, or you would envision the town being responsible for that?
The rules that are...
Shall we say covenants or whatever put into this project that is 55 or old. I mean, we don't have a planning and a housing commission here in this town that does policing activities or anything. The only person we have is the code enforcement officer. So how would that be, how would that 55 or older policy be enforced?
Well, they'll be signing contracts, when they decide to come in, and then they'll follow the contract. So,
thank you.
Subject to court, whatever, if you're doing whatever it is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Maybe a funny question, but
yeah.
Suppose you got a 55-year-old man and this 47-year-old wife. Is she in?
No, I don't know. We'll see.
The one that signs the contract.
Right. Well, I don't know how that works.
Some of those old cottages might be married.
Yeah.
You'd be out of the house.
Good question.
I think you'd have 6 kids.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
A question. Rich, would you take a couple questions for me, please?
Yes, sir.
Have you been involved in this process for all to date?
I have met with Mr. Hawes on this process, yes. I was in his office when the plans came in.
Thank you. Has there been any discussion about the landfill and the monitoring of the wells and things around the perimeter of that landfill along that edge of that property?
Yes, the Public Works Director provided Mr. Hawes with a copy of the reports from the landfill. He has those results.
Okay.
It's going to be a public drinking supply, so it's going to be monitored by the state. The last one plan I have is that Mr. Hawes' development is going to be set back far enough from the river, but there's the potential talk of trails to link up because it's right close to the town's sort of lake trails already.
But as far as what would be the distance from the land, it would be the parking, the driveway would be going by most of the transfer station, right? The access to the transfer station. And the question is, how close would it be to the actual landfill itself, which I assume is item number 23 on the map. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. The transfer station is.
No, that's the landfill.
Yes. Right. I meant the landfill. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
We tried to Google map that the other day in Jeff's office, and we couldn't get an accurate amount without the final surveyor's report.
Because this basic, I know it's just a sketch here of this proposed 36, puts it right up against the boundary line where I assume the landfill is right in here. Right along there.
That border, yeah.
Isn't that the transfer station?
No, it's the landfill.
That is the landfill, okay. The transfer station, yeah, the other one.
And I'm just asking what the concept would be going forward as far as recognition, because I think the town should be concerned about its responsibilities as it maintains or monitors that landfill and that transfer station to make sure that the town is fully aware of what's going on next door and is fully prepared to deal with any issues that might cause that development problem as a result of the transfer station and or the landfill. That was my concern.
There was talk at one point, one benefit to the community when this was being proposed as a 100 lot was the expansion of town sewer, because that would provide more users and it would allow other users' rates to come down. Unfortunately, with the plans that came back, it's down to 36, but that's still something during your subdivision review that you can look at, because at this point right now, town sewer stops before the town garage. So there's a benefit to the town of having sewer extended out that way. It's a benefit for more customers as well as to the new park as well. Now, I don't know if the park across the street from this proposed location is on sewer or on septic. No, it's epic as well. But that's another lot with 36 mobile homes.
Ridge.
Yes, sir.
The Ridge development. Septics.
Septics as well. So, I mean, there's more users that can tie in with the expansion if that is what you require or ask, and we can help with grants for that.
I'm sorry. I'm also, I want to make sure that the town, with the location of that transfer station and that landfill, that the town is fully aware of the responsibilities they have as neighbors to this proposed development, that we don't 10 years from now discover that the town has been remiss as a result of the storage or whatever items have been put there over the last 70, 80 years, that now all of a sudden we got a problem that we need to remedy, or we need to put remediation in to provide the mobile home park. That's what I'm concerned about, that the town is aware of it and is monitoring those. So right now, the only identification we have is the well results that the Public Works Director gets yearly. Is that every?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff. I believe that is yearly, and the town manager, I believe, has access to those records as well.
Right, and she shares those out. They are public documents. And, okay, so that's what we have so far, and that's there's no air or any of those kinds of issues. But monitoring of not air, water, anything else on groundwater coming off that. There's no monitoring that you're aware of.
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Wouldn't that be the case? Developed or not developed, that if the town had somehow caused a problem with the water on that property, it still caused it on the property, whether the water is tapped into or not. I would think.
Yeah.
So the liability is there either way.
But it's a wooded lot right now, and if you're talking about putting 36 house lots on there and having people drinking water off of a well that you drill in there.
If there was a problem with a landfill, it had showed up in Silver Lake by now. Believe me, that's the closest.
Were there any test wells drilled back then?
I don't know how close. I don't know exactly how close to the property, but Mr. Hawes has that report, and he can, if you request, he can provide that to you.
Yeah.
Or the town, Jeff can get that from the town manager.
Oh, yeah. The soil survey will show stuff, too.
Yes, it will.
Permeability, rate of water flow, you know, all of that. So,
but, I mean, this well is going to be right on top of the land. You know.
No. I believe the wells he's looking at is in the top portion where there was the proposed center. I believe that's where the wells are, so the water's flowing down.
It's as close as you can get to the landfill without being on it.
No. The lead shelf goes down. They don't drill any uphill from that.
No, I wouldn't drink it.
No, it's got to be monitored by the state, so I guess that really doesn't matter.
Mr. Chairman, I have no more questions. Thank you.
Anything else?
May I ask a question?
Please.
Would
you come up, please?
Is there been any mention of...
Could you just tell us who you are?
Oh, I'm Sandy Baker. I live right across the road.
Thank you.
Is there been any thought about, will there be increased need for increased police and fire protection and possibly medical facilities and stuff for all these additional people, or are they all going to come from the community, or will they be moving in from somewhere else?
You're not asking me directly because you're looking at me, right?
Oh.
I can't answer that question because that would be, I assume, the applicant would be providing that unless the board asked for it. If the board asked for it, then they would have to, I would assume.
It would, well, it might, if you had to increase taxes for everyone, then it might be important to the community, I would think. So, I also didn't quite understand about the community center, whether you don't know yet whether you are or are not going to build it, but something big that the whole community could use?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, just by the way, we're already talking about the traffic problem that might happen right at our home, and adding something that the entire community uses would make it even worse, I think. So, other than that, I guess everything will have to wait until you decide whether you're going to allow this or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir?
Just one more quick comment.
Sure.
It seems to me that we have discussed and brought up, largely I did, some of the others did, and you guys did, brought up a bunch of negatives and a lot of downside. I'm not sure where the upside is. Just for someone who wants to develop it, that's as far as I can see. Where's the upside for everybody else? The town, the neighbors, everybody. It's like I said, it's all negative, or mostly, not maybe not all. But so, something to think about. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to call me sir.
Go ahead.
What's the tax implication for, in other words, how much the town would make off of additional taxes?
36 units, how much would they make? Wrong guy.
That's an assessor question.
Wrong Jeff.
Well, okay, you're assessing the land, and then you come back around and you assess the building.
The value of the building.
So you're essentially getting it from two parties. So you're building up your tax base at 16.4. is the mill rate.
You don't have any idea what the tax implication taxes would be, Mike?
Well, I mean, like Rich is saying, they're going to be paying taxes on the trailer. Paying on taxes on the land. And you've got people registered in the cars, that's excise tax. And yeah, I figured it out. And then they have, what's the average income for a tired person? $20,000, 100 people. That's a lot. You know, probably 150 people if they have a significant amount of, they're spending their money in town. It's good for the town.
Mm-hmm. Contributing to the school budget and not sending kids to the school.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, a big selling point for the town is the fact, and this comes into your review when it comes to subdivision, you can make a stipulation of sewer, and adding 36 mobile homes to the sewer, plus the possibility of adding 36 from the mobile home across the street, the Royal Ridge property, the others who are on the bypass, including the town garage, that adds more users, brings down rates for everybody else.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you. Ed, you look like you're thinking about something.
What did you just mention, Rick?
The lore for the town is the fact that the sewer ends up when it comes down to later on, where people are asking where are the possible benefits for the town, that is a future benefit that could be made possible if this planning board suggests we don't want you to do the Litchfields, we want you to extend town sewer. And that's a condition that you can put in.
I don't think we have that power. It's not close enough to any existing.
This was a previous conversation we've had. So with Jeff and when we were talking
that's
about
not, the that's
oh no, I understand.
Town sewers are not planning board.
Would you like to weigh in on that?
Well.
Not in a public right of way. Sorry.
I think if you take a look at the subdivision ordinance, does allow you, gives you the authority to require a public sewer connection for a subdivision if you think it's appropriate and feasible to do so.
Is the cost of extending the sewer line down to where it can be hooked into that, is it...
We don't know the cost.
The all-force main.
Mm-hmm.
be a big pumping station in Portsmouth.
Yes, it'd be a pumping station, especially if you went to the one where Royal Ridge Lane is. It's quite a pumping job from there. Mm-hmm.
Right now, the agreement requires or proposes that the project shall include an engineered subsurface wastewater disposal system and a public water system licensed by the Maine Drinking Water Program. There's no option in the agreement for a connection to public sewer. If you want to add that as an option in the agreement, we can do that. It doesn't commit anybody to any either way at this point in time. But if you do provide that option, then you may have to address it again when you do your subdivision review. And by the way, whatever agreement you propose be approved by the council can be amended also by the council if they see fit to do so before they approve it. And they also hold a public hearing. So the agreement you propose could be actually amended by the council at a later date.
Now, this thing that's drawn up now states that it's for 100 units.
Right, that'll need to be changed because it's not going to be a 100-unit park.
Okay, I understand that, but it leaves place for him to put 36 in, and then if there's an approved place where he can put it, he can add additional ones under the conditions of this now, or would it have to be specifically what he's going to be putting in?
That's why I think the plan that you're looking at should be better defined as to exactly how many lots, mobile homes that this lot can support. And that's going to require a little more work from Mr. Hawes to give you that information, but you're kind of running in the dark right now because you don't really know for sure how many lots this land is going to provide. And the question has been raised whether an on-site treatment or public sewer is appropriate. You don't need to make that decision at this point in time, but again, if you want to provide the flexibility in the agreement to go either way, then you might want to ask that it be amended to do that.
As it's written now, nobody's going to sign it anyways.
Right, this is the first review. You're not going to be making any decisions tonight. What you really should be doing tonight is determining what additional information you want from Mr. Hawes for you to be able to continue your review and reach a decision.
I think an accurate depiction of what the park is going to look like is number one. With the you said 36 would do it, but you know, whatever the number is that you're going to hope to put in there, 36, 40.
It depends on, you know, where I can get my leach fields.
Right.
You know, it may be 36.
Yeah, and then
you know, that thing is, it gets into very expensive, so we want to get this process done.
Yep.
And then go to the next one before I go dumping a $100,000 on an engineer.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And then if we talk about connecting to the sewer. And
that's going to be a crazy amount of money.
Right. I mean,
I'm not interested in having any part of it unless it gets run down by there and I hook into it. But
right, because he would be responsible for running all the way down to where it's at, right? He'd have to pay that whole way.
Maybe.
Unless, what Rich said, if there was, you know, he could find some grant money or something to. Nobody would pay that.
And then it's going to require.
No, because everything along that line,
that's crazy.
Other people would be hooking in. So it's not really his loan.
No, but.
That's right.
He'd be the big ticket item right now until.
Yeah.
that's a discussion you can have during your subdivision review.
Yeah.
There's no need to get into details now about that. But like I say, if you want to leave the door open for that possibility of sewer being extended, then the contractual agreement should reflect that. It doesn't right now.
So you're going to make some amendments to this contract zone wording and bring it back to us for further discussion and review next meeting, is that?
If that's your wish.
I would think that it wouldn't be written up again until after he brings us the details of the number of units and the...
I won't have them until I get my leach field and all that engineering. That's why we're going to get through this process, and then I can bring you before we do the subdivision.
We don't know when we're going to hold a public hearing then.
Yeah, we're going to have some accurate information in order to determine whether we're going to allow it or not. So,
is there a way to do some preliminary work on the septic design without having to get the full blown design work done?
That's pretty rare.
It's got to be engineered. I mean, sit down with CES. They got to engineer everything out, and then they got to get with the soil scientist, the wetlands. Yeah.
Can you get an estimate on how much land area is needed for the engineer system?
Depends on the soil conditions. Mm-hmm. Soil conditions are actually very good down there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to be pretty decent, but...
Doing the soil work that's not that costly to have a soil analysis.
You have to have your systems engineered. It's pretty costly.
I'm just wondering if they're able to give you a ballpark idea of how much land you need to devote to your septic system.
I think they have plenty of land there. I mean, yeah. For this 36, I believe there's plenty of land for each field. Hmm. Like up off the side there. I mean, that is the print, except for that top part. That pretty much is the layout of it.
Will that information be required for you to get this main manufactured housing board permit or the Department of Environmental Protection?
I think that's something totally different.
The DEP, the Department of Transportation.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Does it really matter the number of units to get this approved?
Well, in a subdivision,
you're going to end up with a number of units on the plan.
We'd at least like to have an idea of what it's going to look like before
You know it's going to be somewhere between 36 and 50.
Well, I guess I would say if you were one of the abutters, I think you would be really upset with us if we just took a threw a dot and threw it at the wall and said, yeah, that's close enough. So
I see where he's coming from. He doesn't want to make a huge investment.
Oh, and we don't want to force him to do that, but we also want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence as well. So
when I went through my trail path, I know the first meeting when we got preliminary approval was more or less a concept design.
Yep.
And then he went on further and answered all these questions.
Well, and you got to admit, the first drawing we have is pretty much half incorrect. So,
minus that,
right?
Like we said,
well,
so that right there—that's your drawing, right there. And I can send one up with those 10 lots on. You're gonna get the same thing.
36 lots.
36 lots.
The answer.
And then we can talk about if we have to extend, which could happen. I don't know, but it would have to go down below, and then the soil conditions, everything has to be right, and you guys have to approve it.
Maybe to simplify this process, the agreement right now recognizes a 100 lot mobile home park and a building constructed for a community center. The mobile home park is a prohibited use, so that needs a contract zone. Community center is not a prohibited use. It's just in here because it's part of the project. if there's a chance that's not going to happen, perhaps we should eliminate that, any mention of that from the agreement, because you can always come back later to just get a permit to do it. No need for a contract zone. And instead of saying a 100-lot mobile home park, you could say a mobile home park of up to, pick a number, not to exceed. Whether you want to keep it at 100, 75, 50, whatever, you know, that's another way you can build flexibility in this agreement, saying that he's not stuck to developing it to one number. He can do something less if it turns out to be the best solution. So if you want to do that, you know, we can amend it to say a mobile home park of up to, and then tell me what you want to say for number.
Earlier on, you mentioned that the top piece of the land itself was owned by someone else. So it also mentions a 61.1 acre, you know, plus or minus. Should that be...
That's accurate, isn't it? 60. The acre size?
Oh, down below? Yeah, no, it's still 61 acres.
So the 61 acres is accurate, it's just the drawing was...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that drawing, there's a little piece off the end, there's a little piece over 2 acres across the stream there.
Okay.
You said you're going to have two roads going in and out.
Well, that's what the engineers have.
So this road here, can you represent how much?
Yeah, within... Well, I mean, it's going to probably be down a little bit, because that
road is out right here, right?
Yeah, that, be where that road is.
I'm going to have 50 cars a day when we find my house.
So, if I could, Mr. Chairman, could I ask Mike? Mike, could you pick a number?
Pick a number?
How many lots?
See, I'm
40, maybe
50. 50?
Say
40.
Why don't you say 60? Because, I mean, I don't think it's going to get that high, but...
Up to, not to see 60 lots.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's your limit. And if it turns out to be a 30-lot mobile home park, it's a 30-lot mobile home park. That's perfectly fine.
I have a question on that. So since the subdivision review would be for a 30-lot, say, do the subdivision review laws affect that for further division within the five? Is that still in effect?
Well, but it's not. It's not. It's going to be the subdivision plan... is going to be whatever the final number is that he works out with his engineers, whether it be 60, 50, 40, whatever. That's the plan you're going to get for subdivision review. Right now, it's a concept. It's a concept that's being proposed of up to 60 lots.
No. He will have to deliver us a plot plan showing a complete functioning system, whether it's whatever it is, that's going to be it, and there ain't going to be any more expansion.
You mean for the septic systems?
Anything.
Well, yeah, if I don't have...
Not for the plan that's going to come before us, we'll have to have 60 lots on it. Other than that...
For subdivision review, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, or whatever number he picks, yeah. Could be less than that.
But whatever number it is, that's it. There's no more development beyond that.
Well, unless he seeks further approval, but what this agreement it spells out essentially what he needs to do, what the town needs to do to make this property suitable for a mobile home park up to 60 lots. Now, anything more than that is, you know, the idea of having the engineering done for the septic system, engineering done for any hydrogeology questions you may have, all that comes in subdivision. You don't need to get that detailed for just the contract zone part. All you need to do is feel comfortable that he has enough land area to put up to 60 lots with on-site septic system, on-site well water, access he needs. The lot's big enough to do that, and it's a suitable place in terms of looking at the bigger picture of what's going on around it for a mobile home park of that size. If you're okay with that, And you're okay with the terms of the agreement? You send it to the town council with your recommendation.
Yes.
Okay. They approve it, then he comes back to you, and then you get into the really the details about what he needs to show you to prove that this lot is going to support a 60-lot mobile home park or whatever the number ends up being. And we will go through the subdivision ordinance, which spells out everything you need to review, and all the documentation he needs to provide to make it a legal subdivision. We're scratching the surface right now is what we're doing for contract zoning. Just, you know, is it a good fit, generally speaking, for this property?
Go ahead.
And again, there's no decision made tonight on that.
We had a discussion of contract zone. What was the other zone? Was it during that review of the mill or the shoreland zone process? We got an identification or an understanding of what the contract zone was, and then what was the other zone?
Conditional use zone.
And I know we received papers explaining reasons for contract and conditional uses. I was wondering if you could provide that at the next meeting as well, what the definitions and the usage are, the recognized usage, if that's something the board would be interested in having provided to us. Or if not, if I can pick that up.
Well, I'm not sure how it pertains to this contract zone, although it does say in the ordinance that you're approving it as a conditional use, but I think in this instance, conditional use means that you have the authority to place conditions in this agreement as you deem to be appropriate to document your decision that this is a suitable use to allow in this area. Conditional use is, generally speaking, is a use that's identified in the land use ordinance that requires a special type of review done by the planning board because it's a use that isn't normally allowed in the zone where it's being considered. There's a fine line, I think, between contract zoning and conditional use, but...
Well, you had passed out the, I think it was the definition of the two, and I probably can find it in my files, but I just thought it would be interesting to understand for the reason that you do contract zones and the reason that they are kind of unusual, to say the least. But if you don't have those, or you don't think it's applicable, I'll find them somewhere else.
So at this point, we have Bruce, who says that when he came in for the same thing, a conditional use.
No, I didn't have.
That was subdivision. He was doing a subdivision review.
Oh, I thought he was talking about a mobile home thing.
No.
Anything else?
Jeff, could you explain? Could you explain to us what the job is tonight, and then what the next step is?
Right. It's as I said. You have to determine if you have sufficient documentation before you this evening to. Essentially present to the public. This is what you're being considered. Any information that's submitted will be posted on the town's website, available for inspection by the public. And if for your own comfort level, do you have enough information to make your decision about whether this proposed mobile home park is suitable in the area where it's being proposed? You have, so far, you've received a sketch that does not accurately show what's being proposed. I would think you'd want to have that much information brought to you at the next meeting. And if we're taking out the community center, then that's not going to be necessary to show on the plan because that's something that's optional now that might happen or might not in the future. So the plan should at least show the number of lots that Mr. Hawes wishes to place on this property. And I would think some basic information about where the septic systems would go and the wells would go. It doesn't need to be detailed. It's just a rough idea of where the focus is on placing these systems. But that's just my suggestion. It's up to you.
I would agree.
I would be interested. I don't know what the requirements are for placement of these from the property line, what the distance would be on these lots. Because right now it indicates right now that these lots are abutting the next lot. I guess it's not the question of lots so much as a question of placing a mobile home from the property line. So I guess they could pop right up to it. No, okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're not part of the rural district. I don't know what they're at, the setbacks, side setbacks.
You're asking about setbacks.
A lot doesn't make any difference. There's no such thing as being a lot.
A lot having a setback. From the, yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
And it's not its own lot.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else on this?
So what are we expecting the applicant to come back with?
A revised plan that shows the total number of lots that he'd like to have on his property. And you know, I mentioned showing on the plan areas where the septic systems and wells might go. It could be a description. It could be a description from the engineer that says that you need to have X number of square feet of disposal systems. You know, just some very basic general information. It doesn't need to be detailed. The whole system doesn't need to be designed, I think, to get enough information to know that there are suitable soils on this property for a septic system. Well, that's very basic work, I think.
Yeah.
Where the snow flies.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're done with this thing for now?
Oops.
Yeah. Administrative business?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if it's under administrative business, but I had a couple questions for the one of the questions I had was the issue that came up in the code enforcement office report last month was citizens' increased use of recreational vehicles for year-round homes. My understanding is that you've been working with these folks out there to try and. Is that my understanding? You've had contact with the folks. I guess it's the other long time ago.
Yes.
At any time, does the pressurized water requirement enter into those discussions?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think they're complying or working towards kind of compliance with that? Or?
Yes.
Okay. The other concern I had was we've still got the appliances and oil tanks up at the corner of Pond Street and School Street, at the end of Pond Street and School Street, where a home, I guess, had burned. And my understanding is that you've sent them the lot owner two letters. That was what I sort of remember. But those appliances are still on the property. And I was wondering if we could follow up on that and find out why. I think that's it. Thank you.
Jeff, do you have anything for administrator?
No.
Okay. Discussion? Hearing none?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?